Start the party.
There is no gray.
Is anyone on the radio right now?
No.
Just black and white.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Yes.
This is the truth.
I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. Uh-huh. You damn
it. What was that?
Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
This is Danny Land.
Well, I think it's ironic that he was watching porn.
Forgive me, I haven't had my morning coffee. What is going on? What's happening? Oh, hairband. We love the hairbands. It's true. I am Danny Chekolinski. I'm your host. This is Danny Land. We come to you from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And the mission statement of Danny Land is simple. 85% of this country, people, 85% of this country is stupid. Welcome. Welcome to the 15%. All right. It's been a while since we last talked. And again, I think the truth is so important, so I have to be honest with you. It was the birthday, May the 28th on Memorial Day weekend. It was the birthday for me that put me in a, I was depressed. I'm 52 years old. In my lifetime, I've had 3 motorcycle accidents, have dislocated my shoulder 4 times. I've broken all the bones in my body with the exception of the fibula, the tibula, and the femur. We got 5 operations. I had a heart block and died on the table in September. I was in a coma for 6 days. Intensive care for 3 weeks, pacemaker installed. If I'm a cat, I have used 8 of my 9 lives. Huh? I would be afraid to chase a bird. I'd be afraid to shit in my box like a cat does. You know, at some point, the party needs to end. And you know what? I got to be honest. I needed to crash. That's what my shrink told me yesterday. Yeah. It's what you do with your mistakes that truly matter. Do you learn? It's good. You make the same mistake again, that's not good. I asked my shrink if I used to be a narcissist, and he said no. I said, you know, enough about you, let's talk about me. As you can see, I'm ready for the next phase of my life. All right, let's get this going, all right? We're going to start with the president. Listen to the president, and wow, this is rough. He's trying to give his thoughts on Donald Trump. Obviously, he is not a Donald Trump fan.
If we turn against each other based on divisions of race or religion.
Yes. How about that? Wait, right there. How about that lady goes, yes? The lady in the background shouting out, yes?
Or religion.
Yes. Yes.
If we fall for.
Well, what was that? Hummala babala zebala bubala hummala babala zebala bop.
If we fall for.
Wow.
You know, a bunch of.
I don't know.
Okie doke.
Wait.
Just because it sounds funny or.
Yes.
The tweets are provocative.
Okay.
Then we're not going to build on the progress that we've started.
I would like to know what okie doke is.
Okie doke?
Yes. Look, I just stepped in something that's very warm, and it's seeping through my foot, and it smells. What do you call that?
Okie doke.
Oh, okay. There you go. I tell you what, you take away that teleprompter from the president, and welcome to Stutterbutt City, where he's the mayor.
If we fall for,
you know, it almost sounds like you know, when I came home late when I was 16, I come home late. I violated curfew about an hour and a half, and there's a big dent in the front car. And then Dad would say, "What the hell happened?" And I'd go,
"If we fall for,
yeah, I don't know." I mean, what's the president supposed to do? You have to expect him to say that. He's a Democrat. Donald Trump's a Republican. And we're assuming he's going to be the Republican nominee for president. So, sure. And you're going to hear a lot more of this coming up. I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, speaking of Trump, the media hates Trump. In fact, they were accusing him of, I'm going back here probably about a week and a half ago, they accused him of not making the $5.7 million donation, the money that he raised for the veterans. And here's how the Donald, here's how he responded.
I'm not looking for credit, but what I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well.
Well, there you go, okay? Thank God that Mr. Trump doesn't feel that way about me. By the way, Mr. Trump, thank you very much for taking some time to join us. Danny Chekalinski, Danny Land here.
You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well.
Okay, there you go. Again, 85% of the world, what are they? They're stupid. Welcome to the 15%. Now, if you do something good, and anybody says you didn't, what happens? You get mad. If you are accused of something you didn't do, what do? You get mad. If somebody throws a pie in your face, you get mad. Well, the pie in the face really has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but you know what I'm thinking about? Just a little sidebar here. If more people threw pies, then there'd be a five-day waiting period and a background check to buy an ice cream cake at Dairy Queen. And if Hillary is elected president, then soon the government will come to your door and take all your cakes and pies. And man, is that going to piss off Oprah. Again, Trump's angry because he is accused of something, you know, he says he didn't do. And again, you know that I'm a Trump fan. Do I agree with everything that he says? No, of course not. You're not going to find that in any type of candidate. And if somebody says that, I'm behind them 100%, you're not. You know what? I got news for you, Pinocchio. You know, sit down, you know, chop off your nose, and wake up and smell the coffee. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm wide awake. I got some coffee. Got some coffee here. I'm just going to... you know what? I'll tell you right now. I'm wide awake. I'm smelling the coffee. And I can tell you right now, it smells like coffee. Let's move on. After I spill my coffee. We as a nation are getting fatter than ever before. It's true. A study released today, as a matter of fact, revealing that overall, more U.S. women are overweight than ever before. And American men, you know what? You're getting fat too. So what do we do here in America? We don't take blame. We don't take responsibility. We point the finger at somebody other than ourselves. And this time around, it's pop stars. Their endorsements. They singled out Katy Perry endorsing Pepsi. Justin Timberlake's ads or promotions for Chili's, McDonald's, and Pepsi. And also Will.i.am. His ads or campaigns linked with Coca-Cola, Doritos, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi. This begs the question as to why obesity levels continue to skyrocket despite so many efforts to curb them. And I can tell you something right now, it's because you're eating shitty food. Oh my God, look at this. Goodness. Ah. An animal. All right, enough. Enough. Stop chewing. Stop chewing. Chew with your mouth. All right. Cucumbers, salads, raw vegetables, fish, they are not appealing to most people. Imagine this. Hi, I'm Justin Timberlake for Butternut Squash. Hi, Katy Perry. When I'm hungry, I reach for steamed tilapia. If you emulate what your favorite pop star tells you to do, that's kind of sad. And I really hope that you're not a fan of Prince. You know, it's great that you weigh 130 pounds, but it's probably because you have you've got a fentanyl patch on your arm. Okay, you know, what, too soon? Come on, people. Just a little sidebar on the Prince thing, okay? He was an addict. And people don't realize that addiction of any kind, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, whether it's pornography, it's a disease. And a lot of people out there said, you know what, Prince brought this on himself because he was addicted to drugs and drugs are bad and whatnot, and he couldn't stop. A lot of people say that Prince, you know, fentanyl, drugs, he deserved to die. Really? What if he had cancer? Yeah, cancer. He deserves to die. No, addiction is a disease. And until we actually realize that and actually admit that, we're not going to be able to help these people that are addicted to various forms of, things that are going to injure them or hurt them. As we mentioned, drugs, alcohol, porn. Drugs, alcohol, and porn. It almost sounds like an evening with Charlie Sheen. What did you do tonight? Drugs, alcohol, porn. Primary today in California. Dick Van Dyke. Yeah. Dick Van Dyke is still stumping for Bernie Sanders. Dick is 90 years old. And anybody under 40 is like, who is this guy? Who is this senile old man, huh? I mean, when I'm 90, all the credit in the world to Dick Van Dyke. He's in great shape at 90. He's still dancing on stage, and he's very energetic and whatnot. When I'm 90, I want to be sitting in my own poop. I would, it's almost like sitting on a pillow. It's very warm. It's great in the wintertime. But and everybody's forgiving. When you're 90, it's like, he's 90. I mean, those things happen. Well, Dick did an interview with a California TV station specifically to talk about Bernie Sanders. But again, the dentures are flying. So this is funny to me. And hopefully you will find the humor in it as well. Let's roll the clip.
Dick Van Dyke, you look pretty good on your feet there. You still got it.
I still got it, yeah. Can't get a job, but I'm ready.
Yeah, I can't really get a job, but I'll tell you what, I do have these wooden teeth.
Can't get a job, but I'm ready.
You are a legend, and what you says matter to a whole generation, to several generations of Americans. So why is it that you're for Bernie Sanders right now?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Hi, Dick Van Dyke, and I'm 90, and I'm shitting in my own poop. Is that true?
Yes. Well, when I first heard his speech, I said, he is saying exactly what I've been watching happen for the last four decades.
And that was the discovery of the wheel and fire. Yeah. Can I get some Gorilla Glue? Can I do it? Bernie Sanders told me to fix a dent or forget it.
Hot tea all day doesn't stop this denture wearer from hitting high C.
Oh! Hot tea, fix a dent, and forget it.
Really? Like, we didn't see that coming? Here's the thing about Bernie Sanders, okay? He's openly a socialist. There's no confusion here. Again, we talk about black or white, and this is it's very simple. Black or white, right or wrong, he is openly a socialist. And the founding fathers established this country as a democracy. The founding fathers would be taking fentanyl if they could see what has happened here. Yeah, we have career politicians, we have big government, we have cutbacks in the military, we have lobbyists. This was not on the menu, people. This is what the founding fathers wanted us to avoid. It's pretty much like your parents telling you all your life about the dangers of smoking. Then at 21, you buy a carton of Marlboro Reds. 20 years later, you got a hole in your larynx, and you need a battery-operated device to talk on the phone. And then you turn around and you sue the tobacco companies. Well, let me tell you something right now. Yeah, exactly. If you didn't heed the warnings, then it is your own fault. It is not a news story that tobacco is not good for you, all right? I think we all know that. Take personal responsibility for your actions, and I think that's a good way for us to end here, all right? Danny Chekalinski, host of Danny Land, where 85% of the world is stupid, and we are the 15%. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it very much. Spread the word about Danny Land. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk again soon.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night. This is bad. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Meet Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboying.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.